We've got to awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. In case your tractor hits a cow, it's the TagCast podcast.
Wait.
Today's episode sponsored by Mammograms. Ladies, check your tits. Seriously.
Record stuck.
Hey, Judy.
Hey, Judy, it's the TagCast 423.
Moody.
And hey, Julie, I am Gatch.
Hey, Donna.
Still wanna.
I didn't know he was going to say that. My name is Terry Guile, and this is the TagCast podcast. Special request for this music bit from The Kings.
Marijuana.
Do you wanna?
We
got the Blazer rookie Dave Wambacher in the studio.
Hi, how are you?
Bringing the Kings in, a Canadian band. I'm sure the Trailer Park Boys love these guys. My friend Dennis, who actually commented on your thing about torrential downloads. He used to have this album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the 80s, dude. It's called The Kings.
These guys were The Kings.
Oh, dude. I heard they were all gay, and they wanted to be called The Queens, but just kidding. I'm just making shit up. So how did you know about these guys? You know about them from back in the day,
Dave? Actually, I heard them on Acme Radio.
Recently?
Yeah.
Acme Radio.
Yeah, it was like the classic hits, I think it was the channel. And
Acme Radio.
And it was. I heard this song. I was like, "Who the hell is that?" So I checked it out. I mean, I posted on their Facebook page that if I didn't hear this song once a day, then I get all grumpy and crabby. And they said, "Oh, well, you better listen to it." They replied right away.
Right on. That's cool.
So I asked, "When are you coming to Oregon?" He says, "Well, we're usually planned driving distance from Toronto, so we don't have any representation down there."
Darn it!
Well, maybe you should get on that.
Bring them to the. Maybe you could get them to come down with. What was that dude's name? Kim Mitchell.
Yeah.
Remember Kim Mitchell?
Oh, what the hell was the name of that?
Might as well go for soda. Nobody work. Nobody fly.
Maybe you could get them to come down with.
Another Canadian rock act.
Maybe you could get them to come down with syphilis.
If they came around this area, there's a chance.
They're a rock band. They should have syphilis.
Yeah. Could you announce our regular?
Oh, no, our regular's making noise in the background, too. Lance Thiel here. Thanks for being here, Lance.
Oh, wait, it's my introduction episode, huh? That was on me.
I did it. I took your thunder.
Hey, thanks.
Got a big day. Got a grief hammer practice tonight. So,
yeah.
You know,
because it's hump day.
I don't want to go too crazy here.
It is so hump day.
You should get out and do some humping.
Episode 423.
So that was weird. We had our number 420 episode was on 417.
Yeah, but I labeled every episode last week as coming out on 420. Monday, April 20th, Wednesday, April 20th, and Friday, April 20th, and none of them were April 20th.
Just to prove that you're a stoner?
Uh-huh.
And you don't know
what
day it is.
Well, I did it actually on the Wednesday episode, so I just decided to roll with it.
That's cool. Because
it was episode 420, so I put the date 420.
And you accidentally did it?
Yeah. Instead of changing that one, I went back and changed the date on the one before that to
wait, stop
the
talking
wrong date.
For a second. Check out Dave. Do you remember Chilliwack?
No.
Sausalito Summer Night?
I remember.
Oh, that song rocks.
Remember that? I remember Chilly Willy.
Sausalito Summer Night.
I'm going for all Canadian 80s bands right now. Loverboy.
Loverboy.
Now, let's go back to Kim Mitchell. What band was he playing with?
He had a solo thing called Kim Mitchell, but he had a band that was affiliated with Rush that was called Max Webster.
That's it. Yeah, I've heard three or four songs.
Max Webster?
Max.
You know, if you watch if you do watch his video, I know it's radio. So.
Right.
But they've cut this particular video together from
all different
shows all through, like 20, 25 years of
American
material.
Bandstand.
Yeah, American Bandstand. And you can see they go from a bunch of skinny kids to a bunch of old hippies. And
yeah.
The choreography is almost identical the whole way through, you know.
Yeah.
They're nothing if they're not consistent. But I just love this song. I don't know. It just picks me up.
Have you heard other songs by the band?
Yes. Okay, yes. Cool. I haven't gotten all real into them yet, but because I keep going back to this one.
Do they have new albums?
But that's, no. I don't know when the last time they released an album was.
Are they playing country fairs, county fairs,
Toronto
state fairs?
They're
Toronto
playing in driving
fairs.
Driving distance from Toronto.
Providence fairs, right? Isn't that what those things are called? Providences?
You're just saying fairs.
Province.
Oh, province. Yeah. Province fairs.
Renaissance fairs.
Is that what you call them, Adrian? Fairs. You call them...
Who the fuck's Adrian?
Adrian Bacon, our Canadian...
Oh. Well, you looked at me
ambassador.
And I thought you forgot my name for a second.
No, I'm talking to our Canadian ambassador, Adrian Bacon.
Okay.
Oh, I got...
Yeah, he's not very bright, though.
Whoa!
No, he thought... He
Why would you say
he
that?
He thought manual labor was a Mexican ambassador.
Ooh. Ah, that's funny.
I heard something about Canadians. They're really stepping up the law and picking up your dog's poop if your dog poops in someone else's yard.
Pick up your poop, eh?
That's right. You know what I'm talking about?
It's not proper to leave the poop.
You don't want
to
leave your poop.
I leave my poop everywhere.
Your
pup poop? Your puppy poop?
Yeah, puppy poop.
I don't even
poop.
Have a puppy.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
That's all right. So what did you do on 420? I know you're not a 420 partaker.
What was that, yesterday?
Saturday. It was yesterday from today, but Wednesday is actually today. So
last Saturday.
Yes, right, yes. Gotcha. I didn't do anything, but I'd like to ask our guests if you had any extracurricular activities on that day.
No, actually I didn't. I pretty much just hung out.
Smoked weed?
Watched some stuff. No.
Oh.
Just watched some stuff on Netflix. You know, Peter Gunn.
Ooh.
A few episodes of Monk.
Cool.
What's that guy's name?
Adrian Monk.
Yeah.
I got to the one where John Turturro played his brother, Ambrose. That was one of the last ones I saw. I love that episode.
He looks kind of like him now.
Oh, it's crazy.
John Turturro rocks.
Yeah.
You know who else looks like each other, Dave, is Howie Mandel and The Rock.
Not really, but...
They're both...
Which Rock are you talking about? I know you don't mean the wrestler. You're talking about just some Rock.
The Rock,
yard.
The wrestler.
Talking about
Dwayne
you're talking
Johnson.
About the one in your yard, right?
Dwayne.
That looks more like Howie Mandel than Dwayne Johnson.
Howie Mandel looks more like the singer of Disturbed.
Howie Mandel looks just like that movie with Nicolas Cage.
Wait, which movie?
The Rock.
Oh.
So we were speaking of 420.
Like Dwight James, actually.
Now, you guys have probably heard this, that 420, a lot of people said that 420 came about as a police code for smoking weed.
Yeah.
Found out that's not true.
No, it's not.
Nope. This actually happened in 1971 was when they first started using 420. And it was just the time that they happened to meet together after their wrestling practice or whatever it was. And they were looking for this patch of weed that was this, like, famed or fabled, whatever you want to call it, patch of weed that if you found it, the guy was dead, and whoever found it was going to get to keep most of the weed. So they'd get together every day at 420, smoke a bunch of weed, and drive out to this wooded area trying to find this patch of weed. And then it took about 9 years before the Grateful Dead started talking about 420 because...
They had connections to the guys that were the
original
gang that was pushing the thing.
They called them... The Grateful Dead had connections to... What, were they wrestlers?
No,
they were high school kids.
They were high school kids that were on a wrestling, you know.
High school wrestlers.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it
what
was.
What the hell is the Grateful Dead doing hanging out with high school wrestlers?
Dude, you're taking it completely out of context.
This is nine years later, dude.
This is nine years later we're talking. Yeah, they weren't wrestlers anymore, and they weren't in high school anymore.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Back in my comfort zone.
Good point to put out, though, but... Yeah, so a lot of people think that as a police code, but it is not. It's just a time when these kids in Marin County used to get stoned. They'd meet at the Louis Pasteur statue, and then they'd get stoned, and then they'd go out and look for weed.
Louis L'Amour statue?
Louis Pasteur.
Oh, yeah.
Pay attention.
You know who that guy is? That guy invented many things.
He pasteurizes milk.
Yeah, well, he invented the process of pasteurization.
Yeah, that's where they get the
also,
name of it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good indicator.
Well, he is known for making many of the processes that we use to process foods today.
Not just pasteurization,
but a lot of things. He was a big player in the market of bringing mass manufacturing to foods such like that.
Pasteurizing into the brain?
He died from
You ever heard of Pastor Bush?
He died of syphilis poisoning from drinking syphilitic milk, which is the name of my new band, Syphilitic Milk.
Wow.
We do creamy tunes.
You ever heard of Pastor Bush?
No.
Who?
Pastor Bush?
No.
Pastor Bush and Giving Her Hell?
Oh, man.
Enlighten us.
Oh, it's a moniker. It's an online moniker. Yeah. Pastor Bush, you know, it's spelled P-A-S-T-O-R-B-U-S-H.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, it's Pastor Bush and Giving Her Hell.
Ooh.
Get Pastor Bush and, you know.
Anyway. Ooh.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch. So, how are you doing, Lance? What have you been up to?
I prefer get past Pastor Merkin. Pastor Merkin?
Where the hell's the laugh track at this?
I don't know if we don't like a laugh track. We don't know what a. I don't know if Dave knows what a Merkin is.
Do you know what a Merkin is, Dave?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you were in the military.
Well, that's not right. I learned it.
You guys wear a Merkin in the military?
No.
They do require them to shave their pubis.
They don't.
Some people in Hollywood.
No, we did it voluntarily.
Some people in Hollywood, I read, when they're doing like period pieces, and
oh no,
ooh, that's bloody.
Well,
you're talking genre, yeah,
that's
a bloody
mess.
Yeah,
like in a medieval where it would be fashionable to have a giant bush. Actresses will wear a merkin to like give that bump in the front.
So what you're saying is they're merkin for a living?
Yep. Merkin for a living.
Taking what they're given because I'm merkin for a living.
Well, that would be a shitty job.
I think that's the name of the episode, merkin for a living.
Merkin for a living.
What do you do? So I sell pussy toupees.
Door to door.
So we've been talking in the last couple episodes, maybe not on the last episode, but last week we were talking about some fake news stories. I was thinking about throwing out some fake news headlines and then a real one and seeing if you guys could pick,
ooh, I like this game.
Pick which was real and which is fake.
All right.
Okay, so here's the first one. This new survey shows that more heterosexual Americans are trying gay marriage.
Are trying gay marriage?
Yep.
Okay.
And police are saying, there's another one, police are saying that a serial rapist is obviously not too picky. And then the third story is mom allegedly encourages BB gun vandalism. Which do we think is the real?
I have a
which
question.
One is the real one?
I think the middle one was.
Did you pin, two are fake?
Two are fake, one is real.
Did you pin the two fake ones?
No, these are from a fake news website.
All right, hit me up with the headlines 1, 2, 3 real quick.
Okay. shit, I've lost it now. I'll get it back. The one was a survey shows more heterosexual Americans are trying gay marriage.
Yeah, well, they're trying it in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's not
all right,
fair.
Second one?
Second one was police reveal that this serial rapist they're looking for is obviously not too picky.
All right.
All the victims are ugly? Is that what you're trying to say?
And the third one is a mom allegedly encourages BB gun vandalism.
All right. I'm going to go... God, that second one, I don't know if somebody could make it up. But I'm going to go with the first one.
You think the first one's fake?
I
real?
I think the first one's real.
Okay, what do you think?
If by try it is a court case, then that's the one. But otherwise, it's the police.
I've seen it in an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where...
That's got to be true then.
Where Frank and Charlie want to get... I think it was those guys. They were going to get married for the benefits and still they weren't going to have sex.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah, they just wanted to get married.
Haven't they done like 6 or 7 movies like that already?
Yeah.
I know Kevin James
Chuck and Larry. Yeah. Okay, what do you think's the real one?
No, my guess is the second one.
All right.
Okay. How about you, Lance?
I'm going to go with the BB gun one.
Oh, 1, 2, 3. We got
all right.
Only one of us is going to be right.
Ding, ding, ding. Lance is the winner.
Oh, you BB gun.
Here's the real story.
I'm going to vandalize your house.
Out of central Islip, New York, a mom in Long Island is accused of driving around her two children and encouraging the trio to shoot parked car windows with a BB gun.
I want to party with her.
Yeah, she's 43 and she faces 10 counts of criminal mischief and 11 counts of endangering welfare of a child after police say she drove through several Long Island towns with her son, 13, daughter, 15, and another 15-year-old friend of theirs, encouraging them to shoot out the windows of cars. More than 60 incidents of parked vehicles being shot at were reported.
That reminds me of that one time I used to break into people's houses and I would shoot my junk all over their glass coffee tables and leave.
Oh, damn, he was a junk shooter.
Yep.
Okay, now here's the turn on trying. That's the true story.
Well, I was talking about death.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Oh. Yeah. He was arrested for cum bombing. A new survey reveals that more heterosexual Americans are trying gay marriage than ever before. The survey coincides with another poll indicating that 57% of Americans say they have a family member or close friend who is gay or lesbian. I've had two straight marriages that have failed, and I know a few gay couples who seem pretty happy, so I figured, what the hell? This time I'm trying to marry a dude.
I should have knew that was fake because it sounds like they ripped it off from the Always Funny in Philadelphia.
And so this guy, Mark Gatson, he says, it actually worked out great. Sucking man's penis definitely took some getting used to, but my husband is wonderful.
Well, if you would have said that part of the story, I would have said that it was fake.
Dude!
And unlike both of my wives, I don't want to punch him in the face every time he opens his mouth.
Dude!
That's pretty funny.
I was in the army with a guy. He says, I know I'm not gay. I sucked a dick once. I didn't like it for shit.
Now, another guy says that the sex is definitely different.
True story.
The rusty trombone, for example, when you're masturbating a man's penis from behind and licking his butthole, that one's kind of weird. Or snowballing, where he spits his semen back into your mouth. That's kind of an acquired taste.
La 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 la.
I ain't queer. I just can't take a woman's nagging mouth no more.
Do you have another one of these trios of news stories?
Triumvirates.
Don't you want to hear the serial rapist story, though?
All right.
Lincoln
Somebody
police,
raped serial? Was it Captain
They're
Crunch?
Urging all women living in Lancaster County to exercise extreme caution after a 54-year-old woman was raped behind a Big Lots in Newkirk last night. The fourth
Big Lots.
The rape of this middle-aged lady, they described not too much to look at. Was compelled authorities to believe that he's not too picky.
Yeah, I've been there.
Is that the Onion?
He's like, I've seen her after six or seven beers, and no way I'd have sex with her.
Yeah,
That was the police chief.
Yeah,
I've been there over at the Lancaster Mall, man. Some of those ladies aren't very good looking.
And as frustrating as it may be for those who count not having to worry about getting raped as the only upside to being entirely lacking of sex appeal, I'm afraid this one isn't the case here. This guy's one sick puppy.
Okay. All right.
This time I'll give you two real.
Oh, and we got to pick the fake?
Yeah, you got to pick the fake.
All right.
No fair looking over his shoulder, though.
Yeah, is he cheating?
No, he's not.
If I can get away with it, I will.
Okay, here's the first one. Stonehenge seeks first ever general manager.
I'm trying to read it in your glasses. But...
Oh. Local town to host race riot. And gun porn booms across web.
Gun porn?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with... We're picking the fake one, right?
Yeah,
right?
You got Stonehenge seeking first ever general manager. You got gun porn booming across the web. And the other one was... where did it go? Oh, a local town is to host a race riot.
I'm going to go with the race riot is fake news.
Okay. Well, we're trying to guess the real one.
Oh, you gave me two fake ones?
Uh-huh. I switched it up. If you were paying attention, you'd know.
I did. I thought I was.
You're not. God damn it. Dustin.
You guys just got in a spat.
Fuck. He doesn't listen to me sometimes.
Well, okay. Say it again. I thought the last one was the...
Here's the three. One of them's fucking real. Now listen. Gun porn booms across the web.
That
local
one.
Town to host a race riot. Or Stonehenge... Let me finish. Stonehenge seeks first general manager. Which one's fake? Or, I mean, which one's real? God damn it.
Make up our minds,
you got
right?
me all fucking the first, Twitter padded.
The first one.
Is real?
Stonehenge.
Where you, the no, not okay, the Stonehenge.
He says gun porn.
Yeah,
he says gun porn. What do you say?
Stonehenge.
And you say?
Stonehenge.
I'm going with Stonehenge also.
All right, so we have two winners this banshees. Time.
What?
That's a true story.
I've heard stories of gun porn is cool on the internet.
It probably is, but that was a fake story. I guess it's not booming as much as it was. But Stonehenge...
By definition, wouldn't gun porn have to boom? I mean, wouldn't there have to be booms when they're pulling the triggers?
Dude, gun porn is very popular.
Yeah, but it goes boom, boom, boom when they shoot people.
It's just naked chicks holding guns.
No.
Oh, is that all?
No. No. You got it all wrong, brother.
Well, listen, according to the headline, that's what gun porn is.
A new brand of bun...
Bung porn.
Bung porn.
Bung porn?
A new brand of porn
get
involving...
Get that out of my...
Sex with firearms. You're fucking yourself with a gun.
Oh, well, that I would have said no. That's funny, though.
This guy's checking out his gun. He's like, you're a hot little pistol. I'm about ready to shoot my pants.
You know what, though, now you can get, not only can you get a porn fort, you can get a porn blind for when you go duck hunting.
See, there's
to Duck Dynasty.
All right. Now listen to this. There's one popular
video. What do
you
have against blind people?
They need porn too, is what I'm saying.
One popular video that received over 16 million hits on YouPorn, a man comes home from a night out to relieve a Glock 9mm he'd left to babysit his daughter and proceeds to engage in a variety of sex acts with the weapon. He then begins to lick the gun's barrel up and down before inserting his penis into the trigger guard.
Oh, no.
In another video, a businessman interviewing an AR-15 for a job and sales task, the gun proving its claim being straight shooter by using it to murder everyone in the office. He then performs oral sex on the weapon's muzzle until it discharges through the back of his skull. There's just something very erotic about guns, whether you're shooting them or sticking them up your ass. They're just hot.
Especially right after you shot him.
So obviously that's
fake. So how's Matt doing, Lane?
Oh, you know, he's doing pretty good. He's got a new film he's working on. Just filmed it Friday.
Where does the guy go?
I like that second.
Where does the guy go to see his work? Does he have anything online?
It's due like next Monday or Tuesday or something, so he'll have it up.
Right, but I mean, does he have other work, earlier works?
Yeah, he has a few things. Yeah. Just ask him to send you some stuff.
Okay, I will. Did I derail that train of thought there?
Should we talk about sports real quick?
Welcome to the Ladcast podcast. It's featuring Lance and Dave.
The Ladcast.
I don't know. Well, you guys,
it's all for little boys.
Yeah, the Ladcast Sportscast. What do you guys got on sports today?
Hey, it's the playoffs this last weekend.
Lakers look like dog
Lakers
crap.
Lost. How cool is that?
Well, Kobe's hurt, right?
Now we're talking
listen to
about,
me. Yeah. Kobe's hurt, right?
Now we're talking stuff that's going to get me aroused.
All during the game.
This gun porn stuff didn't work, but Lakers losing, by God, I can spank
so is Dave's lipstick is sticking out.
Red Rocket. So Kobe's out for like 9-10 months, right?
Yeah.
How do I know that?
Torn Achilles.
Sports are dumb.
Because it's foot related.
Oh,
fuck. Welcome to the Ladcast Sportcast with your host, Lance and Dave.
Hi there.
During the whole game, too, Kobe didn't attend, but he tweeted coaching tips the whole time during the game.
Nice. So he's helping out. Who's their coach
Mike
now?
Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah.
So as you're running down the floor, do you get tweets from, like, coaches and stuff? Like, hey, get up there. Get up there quicker, quicker.
Wait. Are you serious? Their coach has three first names?
Mike D'Antoni.
No, D'Antonio, like
apostrophe.
Yeah,
D'Antonio.
Like,
oh, yeah. D'Antoni.
It's like a Three Musketeer guy.
Yeah.
D'Antanian.
Or an
D'Artagnan.
An Italian or something.
D'Artagnan. Oh, sorry, movie spoiler.
Macaroni Bender.
Now, I know you guys like sports with balls, but do you guys consider racing a sport?
NASCAR? Hell yeah.
Oh, okay. What about Indy?
There's a lot of fruity French guys in
Well, check this out. Takuma Sato becomes first Japanese driver to win IndyCar race.
You know what, though? I'm going to go back to you on a little bit.
Nandesha.
I do not consider racing a sport.
Thank you.
That's okay,
but
kid. I do.
But I do consider poker a sport.
Oh. Well. Controversy ensues because I don't know if I consider that a sport.
It is a sport, man.
I think a sport is something that's going to make you athletic.
No.
It's
going to challenge
you
either physically or mentally. And I don't see racing around in a circle doing either of those.
It's getting a little hot.
You got to pee in like a thing.
I know some women who have
a catheter.
I know some women who have daughters that are like in cheer competitions and dance competitions.
I always
really fire them up because I say it's not a sport because when they're done,
aha,
they have to sit there and wait for somebody to tell them how well they did. Hmm. Not a sport. Ice dancing, not a sport.
But
hockey is a sport.
There is more injuries in high school cheerleading than any other high school sport.
Can we go back to ice dancing?
That doesn't make it a sport. That makes it dangerous.
Check out this definition of sport: an activity involving physical exertion and skill, in which an individual or teams compete against each other.
Skill.
Yeah, so that's what I'm telling you. Driving a race car around,
like,
turning left for fucking 4 hours does not take to exert any fucking physical exertion.
You got to be kidding me.
The physical exertion.
He's turning the fucking wheel to the left.
Poker
is 200 miles an hour.
Well, big deal.
And they run into each other.
He's got power steering.
You can actually die during
it. Let me sum it up,
having
though.
Having a chance of dying is not physical exertion.
Dave, would you...
He might
would
be sweating because he's scared.
Would you get just as much thrill from watching an entire race as you would watching the crash on SportsCenter for 5 minutes?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Every chance I get, I watch the entire race.
No, whoa. So you get as much enjoyment as watching... them go around in a circle as you do from them wrecking it up, but it's not all about waiting for that wreck to happen for you.
That's a little bit of it, but it's not. But it's mostly watching the race. That's what makes it exciting.
Is it bonding? Is it bonding with your brothers watching the race, or is it not brothers as in
right?
But I'm just mean like friends and stuff. Is it the bonding experience of that, or do you really enjoy watching them go around in a circle?
I really enjoy watching them go around in a circle because they're going as fast as humanly possible, and they're right on the edge of losing control for 500 laps.
They're going as fast as car possible.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, okay, good point. Good point taken.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be funner if they were on something else, though? Like if they were on
meth.
What if
they were on meth and doing that?
What if they were, yeah. Cool.
Then they would be driving as fast as humanly possible.
Yeah. No, was it McMurray?
I don't know, but I wouldn't doubt
one of the one of the guys. One of the guys was busted.
You know what would be fun is to get a bunch of meth heads doing the NASCAR 500 laps in Shriner cars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting. Is there a punchline coming?
Think about it. They'd get all antsy in those little Shriner cars because they wouldn't be going fast enough for them. They'd be all chomping at the bit.
Yeah,
they wouldn't
hook their jaws up.
You'd be going slow enough.
That's how they go. They're not pedals. They drive the car. They push the car with their jaws.
Yeah, and so I mean they're going slow enough. I mean they could literally just like step off of the and out of the car at the same time and go and just like. Go and fix somebody else's car or something halfway.
Do you think they're going to change what they put on their hats in the parades?
Who are the Shriners?
Yeah, it says Al Cater.
Yeah, it's Al Cater Temple.
Yeah.
Temple, the Al Cater Temple.
I don't know what the heck that means.
That's just the name of the temple where they first started. I don't know what they did. I should know because I was a Shriner kid.
Were you? Did you drive around on one of those cars?
No, but that's where I got my. I went to the Shriners Hospital to get my foot amputated and get my first artificial leg that bent like a regular leg.
Yeah, but
I thought we were talking about sports. What happened to Ladcast Sportscast?
Oh, okay.
The Ladcast Sportscast was brought to you by Cook's Chef House Restaurant. Head Chef Eli Cook makes down home comfort food in a serial killer themed restaurant. Relax.
There's more to that one. I found one that looked like it was cut off the bottom of that one, but.
I just want to say, relax.
Don't do it.
So yeah,
I don't even remember right now.
It's kind of tense in here today. What's the deal?
It's because we got talking about sports.
Are we camping?
You guys familiar with Al Michaels?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I saw that.
I actually heard about that.
DUI.
Yep.
You got a Dewey after party on 420.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it was on 4. Oh, well, it wasn't
it was
420
the day
related,
after.
Was it?
Oh well. So the Europeans might have.
Can we
think.
Talk about that for a second? What do you think? How do you think he parties? Like three glasses of wine?
No,
or?
I think he drinks expensive scotch or
that's,
something.
That's what I would guess, too.
Yeah, he's like
a snifter.
Well, I don't know if it'd be brandy, a snifter. Yeah. I think it'd be a rocks glass. I think he's a rocks glass kind of guy.
Yeah, like, yeah it doesn't
he
say
probably
what he
has
was drinking.
An, you know, I mean, everybody should have a nice rocks glass, don't you think, Dave?
I think so.
Yeah.
That would rock.
Yeah.
It'd be so cool to hang out with Al Michaels and just have him say stuff. Like, hey, say this. Say that.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool to hang out with him and Pat Summerall?
Oh, he's planking, isn't he?
He's doing the eternal plank.
I can't do Pat Summerall.
I'd rather hang out with Dan Fouts and guy from...
Not unless you're into dead people now.
Dan Fouts isn't dead, is he?
Pat Summerall.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I'd rather
he's
hang out
the
with...
Eternal
God
plank.
Bless him.
What's that guy from the Napa commercial or whatever it was?
Michael Walter?
No, not Napa.
He's a race car driver.
AutoZone.
No, you know, the guy. When you're coming down the field,
John Madden.
Yeah, didn't he have a commercial for some auto parts store or something?
Probably.
What was his big thing? Remember you guys? Before? Ace.
Light beer
Ace Hardware.
No. Light beer from Miller. Wait a minute. I'm not finished. When he busts through the paper.
I thought that was...
They had the Schlitz Malt Liquor Bowl. Commercials would have
that.
The bowl would come through the paper.
Yeah.
John Madden and Mike Miller Lite did a thing where he's yelling, getting all fired up, and they cut away from him, and then he busts through the paper like the bowl.
Oh.
I have a trivia question for you guys.
All right.
And who won the first Bud Bowl?
I smoked one.
Budweiser.
I think I'm going with Bud, too.
All right.
Majority rules, dude.
So I don't remember.
I
just
this year it's
going
to be Bud Platinum.
Remember when Bud Dry came in and they were the opponent? It was like the Washington Generals finally had a replacement.
We used to call it Bud DRI because we were so punk metal back then.
Oh, right on.
Bud DRI.
That probably would have sold more bottles. Did you drink it because of that?
Yeah. Because we're weird like that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, of course.
But then you'd end up dead in a ditch.
Ooh. Hey, did you... I can't even remember what I was going to say. I had something really important to say, and then I forgot.
Do you guys have subjects or anything?
I do. I got some questions for Dave.
Bring it on.
Dave, you've traveled around to at least three states, have you not?
I think he's been to all 57.
Closer to 48. 48? I don't know that I've been in all of them. I can't think of any that I haven't been in.
Have you been Hawaii?
No, the 48.
I know,
lower
but I'm just 48. Asking.
I believe that's called the continental United States.
Yeah, Hawaii and Alaska, no.
All right.
The lower 48.
Well, have you thought about going up to Alaska?
Oh, absolutely.
You got some ties up there.
Yeah, but they're coming back down here, so.
Oh. Right on permanently?
I hope so.
Right on, cool.
Have you ever been
so
to
you
Maine?
Got, you got, yes.
Like a lobster.
You've been to some national parks.
Yes,
right?
I have. Several.
All right. Name one.
Painted Desert National Park.
All right, let me look. Where state is that in?
New Mexico or Arizona? New Mexico. Painted Desert.
All right, New Mexico. I'm going to predict that Carlsbad Caverns.
Carlsbad Caverns. I've been down in there.
All right. I'm going to say cool. They have the U.S.
I've been down in there.
U.S.'s deepest caves and largest chambers. 15 or almost 1,600 feet down. Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool tour.
So, have you been to any Badlands? Like the Theodore Roosevelt Badlands, the arid Badlands in North Dakota?
I've been through them. I don't know that we really
stopped.
All right,
were they really as bad as they say?
Yeah, what is a Badland? It's two temperate zones coming together, right?
And it's sort
like
of
an
like
arid desert.
Yeah, but it's got more terrain, more, you know, there's...
It's not just flat desert.
Right, it's not just flat desert.
It's not sand desert, it's more like mountainous...
Yeah, mountainous desert, and it's real hard to get across.
But not
and
swampy.
It's arid. No. Badlands are generally desert, as far as I know.
But almost a muddy desert because of the aridness and the moisture, you're saying?
No, the moisture is rare. When it does come, it's
torrential.
Torrential rains and stuff. You know, Eastern Washington...
Oh, okay. All right.
That would be qualified as Badlands, I think. Right.
Badlands is also a band featuring Jakey Lee.
Meanwhile, back on Nat Geo.
For Ron.
Wow. What about Maine? You ever go, you got some East Coast stories?
Actually.
Eastern
I don't know about stories, but,
well,
you know.
Well, okay, just tell me like a highlight.
Fishing for perch and sunfish in a pond in Maine.
Uh-huh.
My mom's family is from New England.
Oh, wow.
And so we went up, visited my grandma Dot, and...
surprised you don't like the Patriots.
Yeah, Give me some clam noises. You got any clam noises on there? What noise does a clam make? you're doing some fishing.
Yeah,
and
your kids swimming and fishing off the dock and catching all kinds of sunfish. And
not on.
You know, I just remember everybody saying, oh, you got to catch a perch, you got to catch a perch, we can eat the perch.
Oh, that's cool.
You know. Sunfish are just little rat fish, you know.
Yeah.
Pain in the day. You get mad.
It's like a bluegill, almost a little bit bigger and a little bit meatier.
Mm-hmm.
So what about any swamps? Have you been over to any swamp regions?
Walked through some swamps when I was in basic training in Oklahoma.
What's that like? I've never been on like any swamps or anything.
I mean,
like, how far does your boot go down when you step into a swamp?
Well, we didn't go like through knee deep mud or anything like that. Uh-huh. We walked through some mud doing it, you know.
But it probably puts a lot of weight on every step when you're getting stuck, you know, like running in the sand at the beach
when mud down there is like glue too.
Yeah. Huh. So you ever been maybe almost trapped in like quicksand or anything like that? You ever come across
any almost
quicksand?
Got my
We're in the swamp right now. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, when I was in Desert Storm, I was driving my truck, and the mess hall truck was right behind me, and they got stuck in the sand.
Yeah.
And it was going to be like 4.5 hours before a wrecker could come and pull it out.
Uh-huh.
So I was trying to coach him, go forward, go back, go forward, go back.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, stuck in some pretty deep sand. A big deuce and a half, 2.5-ton truck. And finally I got mad and I just, get the hell out of there. I jumped in. I got the thing unstuck and, you know, roasted the clutch to do it, but we got the mess hall stuff there in time for breakfast. So, jeez, which wouldn't have happened if we'd had to wait for that wrecker.
Yeah. And if you didn't get to the mess hall in time, you guys probably would have, you know, got in trouble, done some push-ups or something.
No, I didn't do a whole lot of push-ups during the war.
You guys? Yeah, oh, well, that was during war. You guys don't do, like, your regular rigmarole every day? Like,
well, that's basic.
Wake up
it's mostly basic training when you guys,
yeah,
do push-ups.
But, I mean, you guys don't upkeep that, like, while you're out there, like, go out and do your morning fitness or whatever?
We did a little bit, but not much. It was just too
hot. Yeah, mostly maintaining.
Yeah.
Maintaining.
I'm
all right.
Excited that you saved food for everybody. How cool is that?
That was pretty popular.
I know.
I was pretty popular with everybody except for the guys who had to change that clutch.
Oh, yeah. Your family is known as good drivers.
Yeah, Dan, Mario Dandretti.
Go ahead.
Have you been to the arch in St. Louis?
Oh, hell yeah. I've been up in it. I took a picture out of the arch of the shadow on the Mississippi River.
Is that higher than the Space Needle?
I was.
No,
not really.
423.
Yeah, well, I like that joke.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know, but
I've been up there too.
But so is it an elevator that just goes like that? Does it?
It's weird because it'll go up and it'll start. You feel it start to kind of angle, and then it kind of kicks sideways a little bit. And then it goes up a little bit, and it follows the curve again, and then it, you know, it sort of ratchets.
Mm. Okay,
so I'm doing it with my hand.
It's so big, you know. Yeah,
it doesn't have to be a smooth ride.
Is it one of those ones where you can see out of it?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, that one must be even weirder, wouldn't it?
It was
like you're just in a can. You're in a tuna can being like kicked up this thing.
It was a little bigger than that.
It was like a really huge tuna can. Yeah.
And then you hang up at the top like the Ring of Fire carnival ride, right, for just a little bit, and then it just shoots you down the other side. And then, like, shoots you out, like, and then you land in one of those bouncy houses.
Are you asking me or telling me?
Do it now.
No, but it was pretty cool because you could see down into Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
Where the
Cardinals play.
Yeah.
You could see her bush.
Uh-huh.
Get past her bush and give her help.
Did it look like a beer can?
No.
Did you go through Texas on your adventures?
Yes.
Did you do any fishing down there?
No.
Was everything bigger?
Yes.
Did you?
He's turned into Jared all of a sudden.
I've actually been to Texas a few times for work.
Did you go to the basement of the Alamo?
Basement? No, but we went to the Alamo.
Did you leave any exes in Texas?
I went to the Alamo.
I've been to the Alamo.
Have you? Did you pee on it?
I didn't, but I took a picture and then I posted it and it said, this is where Ozzy peed on the Alamo.
Right on.
But I wasn't peeing. But I was wondering, I know your brother does a lot of fishing, or he used to, and he loves to bass fish. You're a big bass fisher yourself? Or,
not so much.
But
I've always been, you know, I know the techniques. I know how to help, what you're supposed to use. And
I remember a long time ago,
fishing, but I suck at it.
He caught this massive bass from some lake up on the side of the freeway just on a fluke like years ago, and it was like one of the biggest ones he's ever caught. Do you know what the biggest kind of size bass he's ever caught, like 4-pounder or something like that?
I don't know that, but I will find that out for the
next time. I want to find out and let Pat know that if he wants to do some good bass fishing, he should head to Texas. Oh, yeah, we could call him, but he'll never answer the phone. I actually had Jared call him the other day and then texted him, and he didn't call or text back. But anyway, this dude...
What if his brother calls?
Maybe.
No, he didn't answer the phone for
me. Oh, damn it. What if I told him that we could have him catch a 12.5-pound bass?
Oh, there you go.
He might answer his phone then.
Yeah.
This is just on Sunday, a 12.5-foot foot. 12.5-pound bass was caught in Texas, and they're saying that it may be the first of thousands that can be caught because of this. This fish was genetically linked to a 14-pound largemouth bass that was caught in 2004, and then they brought it to this lake and, like, took a bunch of fingerlings from it. You know what fingerlings are?
Potatoes.
No. They're like little fish eggs, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, they're actually fingerlings with the
baby little
fish.
Fishies.
Yeah.
They've already been hatched.
And so
I used to go around and catch those things. Well, you'd see them in like the pools at the little streams, and
with your fingers.
Yeah.
No, you'd catch them with a 44 cup.
And then you had to get a shot.
No, why?
Because you were catching. Oh no!
Oh.
Well, they got those penis fish. Have you ever heard about those?
No.
You've never heard about
that go, if you don't want to pee in the water, is it louse? Where is that?
Yeah,
it's South America somewhere.
Yeah, I think there's a few different
places.
Somewhere
down the Amazon.
Yeah, the penis fish, if you go swimming in there, they can swim up your urethra.
That's not
what that grow. Happened to William Murderface, didn't it?
I don't know.
If you're peeing off the boat into the water swim up your urine stream right into your penis.
Yeah.
And then they lay eggs in there, and then you have little bug babies out your penis hole.
Mm-hmm. Actually, though, they go up there, and their gills are like
razors.
No, mm-hmm. like hooks. And they go
barbs.
In one way.
Barbs.
Barbs, thank you. I don't know which barb, but.
Walters.
Yeah.
Barb Walter. Barb Walters.
I think Bob Wawa. Is that Gilda Radner? Yeah, good stuff.
She did the best Barbara Walters, I think.
Okay, can we stop talking about,
fish
organisms that penises climb up your urethra?
Somehow the conversation always comes back to balls and dicks.
Urethra Franklin? Went to butts.
And asses, yes. Well, we've switched gears here.
Urethra Franklin.
What kind of magazines?
I don't even know her.
As a child growing up, did you enjoy,
Highlights?
Nice.
Okay.
I enjoyed that one.
I used to love the doctor.
Ranger Rick.
I didn't see him a lot.
I'm talking maybe when you were 10.
What about Hot
10
Dog?
To 15. When, 10 to 15.
My brother Dan lived with my dad for, I think, about a year down in California. And we went down to visit him, to visit my dad. Pat and I went down there. And speaking of Ranger Rick, he's the raccoon, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a book, a magazine.
Yeah, Ranger Rick was the... He was
the dude.
But we got there,
he
and
gave you tips
I think
and
her
shit.
Name was Katie Bassett. The gal that lived next door, she was probably 4 years
older. Were you fishing
older.
For her?
Later on, I was. But I think, God, I don't even know how old. 6, 7, maybe 8.
Oh, you were fishing.
So, Katie, and I can't remember why, but it seemed like we got there a lot earlier than we were expected.
To see your boobs.
No. But we got there, and Katie said, I know where Danny is. Let's go. I'll take you to him. So we went and around the corner to the school, and they were watching. He was in a dark room, and they were watching a movie, and it was Ranger Rick.
Oh.
And because the door was open behind me and it was dark, Katie walked up and tapped Dan on the shoulder and said, Danny, I got somebody here to see you. And he turned around and looked, and he, kind of squinting and everything. Looked, who's he?
It's Ranger Rick.
No, it was me. Oh. I said, I'm your brother, Dave.
Right.
But you said Ranger Rick, and I just flashed on that.
Awesome.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, what other national parks do we have to talk about?
No, we're talking about magazines already.
Yeah.
Oh, magazines.
Like when you were 10 to 15, because we were talking last week about a magazine called Cartoons.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Cartoons.
Cartoons, and it was about, I remembered what it was.
The car was big, and then it was Toons and really small.
With flames coming out of the pipe.
And it was like almost a Mad Magazine, National Lampoon-ish drawing
style. I was
going to
say Mad Magazine.
And I remembered that those people I were thinking of, that one recurring cartoon in there was called Crash and Bernie. Not Crash and
Bernstein.
Yeah, because Crash and Bernstein is that
obviously
movie
obviously Crash and Bernstein, a little nod to them.
That kind of rings a bell.
Right?
Crash and
probably.
Bernie kind of ring a bell, but
Crash and Bernstein is a kids show on Disney XD.
You know the cartoons. If you saw a cover of it, you would know. Look on the internet right now, Lance, if you can. Look up Cartoons
Magazine. But, yeah, you probably didn't get to check it out because you probably don't watch a lot of kids' shows. But our buddy Ron Funches, a former local comedian who now moved to L.A., had a big scene on I guess he's a regular cast member now on Crash and Bernstein, which is on
Disney
XD. You
talk about that guy all the time.
We
might as well call this the Funches cast.
I have a man crush on him, and that makes me not racist because he's black.
All right.
I'm trying to show my diversity right here, right now. Actually, come on, you guys. It's not
I was just funny. Putting a little bit more tension between us because we were doing that earlier in the episode.
Don't try to act like you're just playing around because we're going to fight later.
Is it cartoons or?
Yeah, with a C. C-A-R-T-O-O in like two.
You sure it wasn't T-U-N-E-S?
I'm positive. Okay. I found someone I was cleaning up my room.
How was it spelled? Sorry, I'm stupid.
Cartoons? Like a regular
C-A-R
cartoons?
And T-O-O-Ns, like tunes.
And then magazine.
Because if it was cartoons with a U, then it would probably be the Stereo Store thing.
Yeah, and you guys at home, you guys should be looking this up on your Google network, too. Or going to TagCast and then for some reason
clicking on the
Amazon link.
And if you find it before we do, call in, please.
Yeah, call
1-800-TAGCAST.
No, we got a number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. What's the number?
541-791-6824. I have to say it like the rap song. You probably haven't heard our rap song.
Have you heard our rap song, Dave?
I don't want to hear your rap song.
Yeah,
dude,
you do.
You got it, dude. It will not get out of your head.
That's exactly why I don't want to hear it.
Well, if you listen, well, you don't listen to our show, so.
Dude, it's great.
I do occasionally, but it's. I'm stuck with a friggin' Black. I'm so done with BlackBerry.
You have a BlackBerry?
Oh, it's
that so flips done. Open?
Yes.
Dude, that's what is weird. It, 1995, yo?
Yeah, you'd think you'd be just starting to try crack for the first time.
No, I'm like 25 days from being able to upgrade. I'm going to go with a Galaxy Note 2, which is like the biggest screen you can
this
get.
This is what I'm wondering, though. You tell me, does Dan have a nice smartphone?
Cartoons magazine.
You know what? I don't know what kind of phone. It's one of the ones where you can flip up. It's got the full keyboard. You kind of slide the thing to the side.
Because I'm just wondering, because I'm just considering you got like the middle, the BlackBerry. He's got the nice one. Then Pat's got the one you can't even, know, it doesn't even have nothing. I always like touch the screens like, how does this work?
It's actually Crass and Bernie.
Crass and Bernie.
So I was wrong three times.
I vaguely remember.
Oh, I vaguely remember, but I remember like.
I vaguely.
It being an early. It almost seemed like, you know, in the Mad magazines, those little cartoons they drew around the borders. It was like that the whole time, right?
Oh, a song from Cartoons Magazine. Nice. He's got a video.
Oh, it's a song about Cartoons Magazine.
Maybe.
Let Dave see a picture of the.
No, that's Billy
Idol. Just a crappy
Idol,
Billy Idol. It's so you don't get bored when you look at the images.
Oh, that was terrible. Don't put Billy Idol on our show.
I know I'm super punk,
but
I can't be that punk. How do you turn that off? Turn that off.
Can you edit that part out?
I don't think you have the rights to Billy Idol, do you?
Dave, do you remember Riff Raff? He was like a Heathcliff kind of rival. Like
a, was he like a stoner cat or something?
Almost. That was Felix the Cat, though, was the adult. I'm talking about more like the PG-13, where Heathcliff was PG. And Garfield was G.
And then
Riff Raff was
G, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Did you read any Archie books?
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Who would you rather bone, Betty or Veronica?
Bone.
Mrs. Andrews, she was hot.
Oh wow!
All right, no,
just kidding. You gotta go with Veronica because she was loaded.
All right,
loaded.
Now which one would you do in the butt?
Whichever one would let me.
Ding ding!
Right,
that
answer.
Is the correct answer.
Give him a point.
I'll tell you the wrong answer, and that's Jughead.
I heard he gave good Jughead.
Hello. Yeah. That one guy down at the soda shop, he was a real soda jerk.
Oh, man, was he ever. He was a jerk off. Hey, what have you been listening to besides the Kings, Dave? What musical acts have been entering to your ear pussy within the last couple of days?
Okay, so much for posting a link to this show on my Facebook page.
You can't say ear pussy on your Facebook page?
I can, but I don't.
Oh, well. We're invading your ear pussies right now, and now you have hearing aids.
We're shoving our voice cocks into your ear pussies.
Oh, my God. Now, that's way worse.
Yeah,
now we really
worse,
I can't
Dave.
Put it on my Facebook page now. You said cock without the roach.
Let's see.
Been listening to Hank Williams? Leonard Skinner?
Nope.
Kid Rock.
A little bit of Leonard Skinner.
Cool J.
Kid Rock and L Cool J?
Not bloody likely.
Nice
let's
Cockney
see.
Accent, speaking
see,
of cocks.
You know, you keep saying shit, and I can't think when you're,
okay,
when
sorry.
You're talking shit.
Really what you've been listening to, like in your car or in your headphones? Or
well, my car, I usually listen to 24/7 comedy.
Oh, okay. That's
good. What I listen to.
Yeah, isn't that
that's
great?
That's funny.
Yeah.
990? Or,
yeah.
So funny.
But at work, I usually go with AccuRadio. You know, one day it'll be 80s hits, and you know, you get the... You know, Flock of Seagulls.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Missing Persons. And
that song about Iran?
Yeah.
That was big. You know who was a big fan of that was Oliver North.
What, the Flock of Seagulls?
Iran so far away.
What, the Flock of Seagulls?
He had
is
a
that
contra.
What said?
He had a contra. Iran
so
contra.
He invented the contra code. The popular contra code.
That's funny, by the way.
I don't know what a contra code is.
Little known fact.
Did he, what is did it? He AB select start go or something?
Up down left BA select start.
Wow. Left, right, PA select.
Oh, right. Yep. You're right. I know.
Hans, I hope you're taking notes of that, because when you play Contra, you need to get past the first bullshit.
Well, you get 50
Oh,
guys.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so that little thing where I was asking Dave what he was listening to, which I guess ended up... Yeah. You didn't give me any acts, though.
I know. Foxy Shazam.
Ew. Is that that song? You got a big butt?
My mother told me...
I thought they did that song called...
Be strong.
About a big butt.
Yeah,
I thought they had a song.
Something.
Foxy Shazam.
They're wrong.
He kind of sounds like Freddie Mercury sometimes, doesn't he? No, that's a different song.
Something.
It's not helping me remember the song that I'm trying to think of.
I don't even know what's going on.
Back down this time.
He's singing Foxy Shazam.
What about you?
How do you turn
that's that the band. That's the name of a band.
Alright. Can I change some sort of subject?
No, I'm trying to do this thing and he won't stop singing Foxy Shazam.
Well, alright, just something.
I bet Hans already turned this fucking thing off. It's like Dave singing Foxy Shazam.
Hey Dave,
come back.
Hey Dave, who is Robert Sylvester Kelly? It's always something cool because you
know he's a player. Okay.
Alright, I just wanted to try to shove as many segments in at once as possible.
What was that question again?
Too late.
Robert who?
Goulet.
Yeah.
What's Hans listening to?
Robert Sylvester Kelly. Hans is listening to another band I've never heard of. I've heard the term. Didn't know it was a band. They're called Hell Nation.
Yeah!
Oh.
The best part is the name of the album. It's called Dynamite Up Your Ass. Nice going, Hans. Google that.
I got a question for Hans, if I may.
Yeah, ask him. He's listening.
All right. Hey, Hans, what's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
My question for you today is, did you know you're scheduled to be on the show on June 2nd?
What does that even mean?
I'll tell you what it means.
I don't believe I confirmed
I got a chair with your name on it. Come on in.
I don't believe I confirmed that date.
I got to get up early the next day for work.
Sherman's wrong.
That's fine. We'll do it early.
Yeah. He was listening to Einster's Neubauten last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to talk to
Dave's a big fan.
I was listening to Hell Awaits.
Oh, nice.
In a six dicks changer. I had six dicks in my, and then Dustin gave me another six dicks changer.
I know, so now you can
I can listen to a dozen dicks.
You don't have to change this, you don't have to stop listening to music to load up the other one.
I just switched the magazines and like fast.
Yeah.
They aren't high capacity magazines, are they?
No.
Okay. No, those are illegal. You can no longer buy the.
These are the only.
Yeah, they're trying to make them.
These are the only Six Dicks Pioneer pornographic magazines.
Let me talk about those machines for a second.
Okay.
If I may. Because we're all familiar with those machines, right? Remember when the six disc changer was a sought out piece of equipment, right?
I sought it out and bought it.
Everybody wanted one, man. That was the Pioneer or the Sony was like the sought after ones. And then they started getting ridiculous with like the 100 disc carousel things.
I actually got a 51 of them.
Yeah, and it's like, how could you even keep track? I mean, at one point, I remember looking at one. It was I think it was a 400 disc carousel. And I was considering, like, that'd be so rad. It was like, because
you'd never have to get another CD out.
I know. But really, would you really want to put 400 discs on random?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I used to have a whole shit.
I wonder
music
if you could put the
at work.
Discs on random, but full discs.
You might be able to.
Why not?
That'd be
I would
cool.
probably, yeah. I'd probably,
oh,
wait,
Molly Hatchet.
I'd probably be waiting for that feature.
Molly Hatchet.
But what I'm saying is, though, I mean.
No, well, that's remember, what I was listening to.
Oh, okay, cool.
Remember the hardware before
late.
That? Because
that
when
late.
That stuff was out, it was a lot of plastic. I mean, that's those that era of components is a lot of plastic, right?
That's a lot of plastic.
They were beating the odds.
And before that, it was a lot of like the heavy and the metal. The
when you use that much plastic for packaging, like, you're just flirting with disaster.
They were, they're flirting with disaster.
But
gambling
you know,
with the salt
remember the ones before that? You had like the Onkyo big ones and stuff like that. You know, the big ones that still are around today.
Onkyo.
You know, but you never see any of those boom boxes around that everybody always had.
I found one in my attic recently. I don't know if it works, but
does
it looks
it still
pretty
boom?
Cool. No, but it goes on my shoulder good.
Nice.
And then I could use it for a video and then dub the sound in later. Like,
yeah,
check it
go.
Out.
That's
I'm
cool,
rocking
dude.
Out
yeah.
to some Cypress Hill, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. Do I rock out to Cypress Hill, bro? Mind if I call you bro?
Hey, bro. Do bro.
Bro.
Hey, can I jump in on a... I don't have a music I just listened to, but how about the... What is the coolest vinyl I just got?
Oh, yeah. To add to your collection. Yeah. Let's do that.
My kid just got for me at CD Exchange for $2.50, Armored Saint, March of the Saint.
Awesome. And is that a record store day?
He went down there on the record store day.
Because a lot of those are reissued just especially for record store day. And, there was another one that came out, Frank Zappa, a reissue of a Montana single on red vinyl for record store.
Dude, that was one of my early favorites of Zappa. We probably talked about this before, but not on this show, but just that album was my first, foray into the Zappa world.
Overnight Sensation. Yes.
It had Dynamo Hum, you know, and I'm like all
Zombie Woof.
All of probably like 8, 9 checking out this album, right?
Talking about making your sister
come. And just like the album cover was just too much for me to take in, just all the stuff that was going on, you know, just littered all over. And
as a kid, you probably didn't realize it.
I didn't realize nothing was
What was
going
in
on.
There was everything that a roadie needs while on the road of a big rock tour.
Yeah, it was just a big trashed room with a lot of things going on. I mean, I don't even remember like
there was slime oozing
about,
out of the TV
thinking
set.
About too much. Whoa. Just that it was cool and artsy, and I like the way the songs flowed, and those are the two. Was Dynamo Hum, which, you know, once at the same time, I guess I was probably listening to like Purple Rain, so, you know, I was kind of clued in a little bit with the
Prince.
Darling Nikki,
I believe,
you know,
Prince
song.
Played, was it Saturday in Oregon?
I think so.
Sunday?
And
Sunday,
but
Sunday.
Yeah, it was
Sarah Heck from
Montana as
show.
Well. You know, going
yeah.
to grow some dental floss.
That's
right.
Right.
I never did get Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
I never did either.
There's a handful of people, and when they get it, they like really love it, and like it's kind of a love it or hate
it
kind of thing.
And I can see that. I can see why
you
people
guys
are, you
don't
know.
Get the Beatles either.
I think we have a sense of fight. We better end this episode before something crazy happens.
I know.
You guys got at least recount that if that's not how you feel about the Beatles, though. I don't want to like.
No, I do. I do like the Beatles. They got some great songs.
He said he doesn't like Frank Zappa. For that,
but
I said I just didn't get it.
I said they don't get the Beatles either, and then they didn't say anything, and I didn't want our listeners to really believe.
Well, I don't get gay porn.
Yeah, you do.
And by meaning, I don't mean I don't
yes,
get it
do.
On. No, I don't. I don't get it.
I don't know. Someone
You've
blocked
been
it on my computer for some reason. Damn it.
Lance wins the contest joke there.
Yep, best joke for the end. And we'd like to thank our sponsors who filled our bellies today, Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions for fixing our tractor. Wait, I don't have a... Well, I do have a tractor, but they haven't worked on it yet. Hey, Stan, if you're listening, could you work on my 1949 Ferguson? Needs a tune-up, brother.
Did you hear about that? It was right here in Oregon somewhere.
What?
There was a tractor. The guy was trying to pull a stump out, and the tractor flipped over.
Oh,
and his two teenage
they
lifted daughters
it off
lifted
of,
the tractor
yeah.
and pulled him out.
It was a couple thousand-pound tractor, too, and they just, like, he-manned it off him from adrenaline.
It's amazing what you can do.
So, like, he's pulling this thing, right?
Your shoe.
And then the throttle stuck or something, and so it flipped him backwards. And you know that big bolt in the middle of the steering wheel crashed right into his sternum.
Ouch!
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
that
it broke.
Sounded like it hurt.
I was gonna say the same thing, boy.
Just think if that was a fucking steering wheel nut.
When I used to throw the Havilland I used to throw the Havilland back in
when
you're field.
Eating jalapenos.
I wasn't in track and field. I was just in field. Come I on. Just did.
That was a javelin catcher.
I threw a Havilland and threw
a Dickus?
Mini disc guy.
While
well,
you were playing highlight,
and I put a shot.
That looks like a fun game though. Highlight?
But I remember I seeing a picture of a guy who had ran into a javelin. You know how they stick in the ground, you know, and he'd ran into the back end of it and pretty much
impaled himself
like near
Impaler.
His heart it came near his
I
heart
I was trying to remember the
but
name of the band.
They were able to remove it
out of
safely and
shit.
Stuff it's crazy stuff but that's a
Sorry,
great note
I went away for a while, but I'm
that's
back.
A great note to end on probably huh?
Hey, check out our website tagcastpodcast.com. You should go to Amazon through there. There's a link you click on, and then you buy stuff for yourself, and then we get a little bit of money.
And one thing you can get is the Kings are here.
Yeah, the Kings
good
are
album.
Here.
Good
the
album.
The Kings are here.
You could
That's
buy
my
that.
Favorite song by them.
You could buy that on Amazon through the link on our website, and we'd get 2 cents or something.
Mm-hmm.
Also, check out flyjelly.com and terrygal.com.
Or you can go to Amazon and rent for $4.99. You can watch Django Unchained.
Chained.
Isn't it Da Django?
The D is silent.
Yeah, the D is silent.
Oh, my bad.
He thought he said it's the deicide.
Yep, the deicide.
On the first commercial?
Oh,
yeah. The deicide.
I'm going to watch it this week probably, so.
Dude, you fucking better. I came prepared. I thought I was going to be behind if I didn't watch it, and then you didn't even watch it.
Let's talk about it next Monday.
Let's talk about it Friday. You can watch it tomorrow.
I might not have a chance.
All right, Monday.
All right, we'll see you guys Friday. Thanks for being here, Dave and Lance.
My pleasure.
Glad that you guys got your new podcast off the ground.
Yeah.
The Ladcast Sportscast with Lance and Dave.
Yeah, you can check that out at dudeschillin.com.
Just for little boys.
Ew.
And grown up.
Lads. Yep. Oh, yeah, guys from England. Yeah. Hey, lad, what's up?
Hey, in the infamous words of Forrest Gump, I believe I have to
You guys pee. Can have an engineer named Chapstick.
I gotta pee.
I have to pee.
Well, go pee!
Chadwick Chapstick. Rock on.
Chilliwack.
Hey, everybody. Terry here with your list of events of upcoming. You want to go to some of these? You don't want to get caught with your dick in your hand or with your meatloaf eating. On Wednesday, April 24th, at the Oak Street Speakeasy Comedy Showcase with host Seth Milstein, 9 p.m., 21 and over, $5 suggested donation. Thursday, April 25th, Comedy as Advertised with host Seth Milstein at the Granary in Eugene. Sunday, April 28th at Sam Bond's Garage, Bleepin' Funny with Stand-Up Comedy with Terry Gile and about a dozen others. And your hostess with the mostest, Lee Ann Jashaway, for a clean comedy show. That's 8 p.m., 21 and over, and it's free. May 4th, Amy Schumer at the McDonald Theater in Eugene, Oregon. Also May 4th, at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, Oregon, the whitest kids you know. They are white. May 9th, Jay and Silent Bob at the Baghdad Theater in Portland, Oregon. May 11th, you have a couple choices. You could go to Rotten Sound and Black Breath at the Bronx in Portland, Oregon. Or you could go see Bill Cosby at the Arlene Schnitzer Hall in Portland, Oregon. Or you can go to both. May 15th, Hypocrisy, Christian, Aborted, Starkill, Arsis at the Bronx in Portland, Oregon. May 16th, Uznia, Ninth Moon Black, and Dirt Clod Fight at Lucky's in Eugene, Oregon. May 18th, Tormentium, Panzer God, Dead Conspiracy, and Infernus at Rotcher in Portland, Oregon. May 18th, Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, Cretan, Beyond Creation, Magruder Grind at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland, Oregon. May 24th, Primus, Cuthbert Amphitheater in Eugene, Oregon. And May 28th, Bolt Thrower, Benediction, and Hellshock at Star Theater in Portland. Go out and see all these shows. Or get caught with your dick in your hand. Tadcastpodcast.com.